Thanks for tuning in to 91.5 WMFO. This has been Soundtrack of Your Life. before I sign off today, I want to say just one thing that I'm personally pretty passionate about. I was looking through some of our public service announcements, and I saw something about sexual consent. So I just wanted to make a brief announcement that I had the honor of working on a team with two other people here at Tufts to make a resource for anybody who's a victim of any sexual misconduct. So you can go check this out at knowyourrights.me. That's knowyourrights.me. And it's just a really great resource that works anywhere in the United States to find all sorts of resources for it. So, I don't know. Felt like sharing it with the world, because I'm pretty proud of it. Anyways, have a safe Halloween weekend, and stay dry in this rainy weather. Thank you.
My bad. I just made a critical mistake. I was trying to talk to you guys, and I didn't have my audio check. I was talking and the microphone was on, but the audio levels were low and basically muted, so you couldn't hear me. But I'm here, and there was a little moment of silence, but it's 5:11 p.m., and this is the Indie Hour. Yeah, that was Black Keys with Recanters, with Steady As She Goes. I really like that song. I miss that song. Kind of an old one for me, from my age. I think we can go with the same style that I did last time, because that's kind of fun, doing the related artists tab on Spotify, and from there, just pick the next artist. I'm either going to go right now with The Strokes. I'm looking at it right now. The Strokes, Kings of Leon, and... ooh, there's some good artists related to the Recanters. The White Stripes are the first one. But I think we're going to go with Cage the Elephant. I have to go with Cage the Elephant. Yeah, so next song coming up is going to be from Cage the Elephant. I haven't decided. I'm going to pick from the top 10. Let me go to their older album. All right, so I'll see you guys in probably a few more songs. And make sure you stay extra spooky this Halloween weekend. And stay dry, because it's going to be cold and wet. Here we go.
The corner of my eye, I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone. Could you use a little company? If you pay the right price, your evening will be nice and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young thing, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got no, there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. Not even 15 minutes later, I'm still walking on the street when I saw the shadow of a man creep out of sight. And then he swept up from behind, he put a gun up to my head. He made it clear he wasn't looking for a fight. He said, give me all you got, I want your money, not your life. If you try to make a move, I won't think twice. I told him, you could have my cash, but first you know I gotta ask, what made you wanna live this kind of life? He said, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't slow down, I can't hold back, though you know I wish I could. Oh no, there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. I saw a preacher man in cuffs, he taking money from the church. He stuffed his bank account with righteous dollar bills. But even still, I can't say much because I know we're all the same. Oh yes, we all seek out to satisfy those thrills. You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. Good.
All right, so that was Kings of Leon, following the Cage the Elephant song. Sex on Fire, I have not heard that song in a very long time. It came out in 2008. I was probably in sixth grade, so even saying the name of that song was probably a no-no. Sex was a bad word back then. Still kind of is. Probably shouldn't be throwing that word around. But either way, I'm going to switch it up in terms of tempo and specific genre, because that was some rock slash, I don't even know what to call it. Yeah, the Black Keys, Cage the Elephant, Kings of Leon. I'm going to follow that up with some indie electronic, because I haven't listened to that in a very long time. So I'm going to shuffle a playlist I have that has these types of songs. Sometimes I might just skip through one because it's not the exact genre, but you know, I'll try. To start it off, I want to get... This next one's by, it's called Indian Summer, and it was used in a recent GoPro ad because it's very, like, dream sequence-y, and you'll see why in a second. So we're going to jump into Indian Summer by Jay Wolf. See ya.
it to a two-time. Maserati, why you riding in a Nissan? Hey! In the coupe, I got two chickens. Two chickens. Two rollies on, cost $250. Wait! Two chains on, cost a whole lot. Cut shots, still capping, I got two traps. Baby, put it in the air, yeah. Smoking two, got me high as hell. Yeah! On the jet, I got two on. Two plus two, have a foursome. Got your girl, she getting old like a rewind. Mama told me two times, man.
On your headphones.
Me? I have no headphones.
That's why you have to get closer to the microphone. You're sitting at the wrong chair. You're at mic four? Is it four on the side of the microphone? Speak into it.
Hello.
Oh, there you are. Bring it closer to your face. You can. This thing moves like a really cool crane thing.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah, it does. Hello.
Yeah. So I think after hearing this Sean Kingston song, I queued up Beautiful Girls. Do you remember that song?
Oh yes, I remember Beautiful Girls. That was that.
When did that song come out?
2006.
2007, 2006. Yeah. I was turning 11 or 12.
Same,
preteen.
Same. I remember, like, I've never been able to find it again. But there's some like female artists that had like some counter song to Beautiful Girls.
I think I know what you're talking
about. Yeah.
I heard it once, maybe.
Yeah.
And yeah.
It was a great music video. Like, it was like, wow.
I remember the cleanup of that song because it says suicidal.
Yeah.
At Six Flags by near Chicago, they play it throughout this park. During like for 4 years, they played it at the park. On their speakers all around the whole entire park, and they played the clean version because they don't want to like tell these kids suicidal. Like, I don't know. I think we're playing the dirty version for saying suicidal. So trigger warning ahead of time.
Trigger warning.
Yes, for sure. Playing Sean Kingston. What's the other song he has that Take You There?
Not Take You There. What's in the other song?
I mean, there's hold on. Let me. I can actually. There's this one. Let me lower it a little bit. You don't remember this song?
Oh yeah. Yes.
So there's this one. There's fire burning.
Fire burning.
Shawty, fire burning on the dance. There's Eeny Meeny, which is with Justin Bieber.
Please no. That was Justin Bieber before he got better songs to sing. I remember when Justin Bieber first came out, like all of the girls in my class were just obsessed with him, and I was like,
I liked one of his songs, and it made me question my like masculinity so hard for liking Justin Bieber, because in my school you weren't like everyone hated Justin Bieber, and there was like five girls that loved him, so it was very polarized. So like if I liked one of his songs, I was like, oh God, what side am I on? Who am I? Am I allowed to like this song?
I mean, honestly, I don't think it makes you question your masculinity so much as it makes you question your music taste.
Why not both? ¿Por qué no los dos?
Do you have any humanity in you like one of the early Justin Bieber songs? Or are you forever stuck as a soulless teenage girl?
I mean, he has a really good song on his first ever album. Which one is it? I still like it. It's, what is it called? It's like, I'm looking for it now. Justin Bieber.
I just used to like remember the Justin Bieber songs so that I could like sing them to people to annoy them.
His voice dramatically changed, like if you're comparing it to like his first songs, I mean, his first album.
Puberty happened.
2009, how old was he? He must have been early teens, right when he started?
Oh no, he started before 2009.
His first EP came out in 2009.
Are you certain? Because I definitely remember like my friends talking about him when we were like 13 and 14, like, and that was 2007, 2008.
Well, his first EP like was released in 2009, so that means a lot of the songs on there could have been released like years before.
Yeah, because he had all of his first stuff came out with Usher, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the song? It was, it's not One Less Lonely Girl. I didn't like that one. Like this, listen to this. Listen to that voice.
I remember the first time I heard him sing, I was like, oh, there's a new female singer. And then one of the girls in my class just turned around to look at me. And she shot me like the most disgusted look. And she was like, how dare you?
If you never heard this before and you just hear it, you're like, oh, who's this female singer? Like, you would totally guess. That's what everyone, like my mom thought that. I thought that. It wasn't even like an insult. It was just like very, like, like real.
Yeah. Do you remember when Vanessa Hudgens had songs?
Oh my god, yeah. Oh, this song I kind of like.
By Vanessa Hudgens or this one?
This one. No, but it wasn't this one. Yeah. Sounds like a girl. Even knowing.
Oh my god, this in my head was always by like Ciara or somebody.
No way. Like you had it like put into a file cabinet in your brain, like this belongs to like this female artist.
Yes, this was filed under female R&B. Like this was literally
really?
Filed under female R&B. Like I mean female sweet, like kind of like preteen R&B.
No, I know what you're talking about.
But
yeah.
Like definitely female R&B, not Bieber.
Yeah, it's Bieber.
Wow.
This one. This is like my low key favorite. So, this one's called Somebody to Love.
Oh.
Be the first one giving you all this.
Yes,
attention.
I remember this.
Baby, listen.
This was also by Bieber?
Yep. Where have you been?
No, I've just been following him under different artists. I've literally just been following.
But you recognize the song?
I mean, I do. I just don't recognize it in Bieber. Like, my brain just, like, took his name out of it, you know?
And this is the song, Baby. Ludacris, isn't it?
I sing this so much to annoy people.
Yeah, this is like, the go-to, like, staple early Justin Bieber song.
Just, like, to make people tell you to shut up, right? Oh my god, every time I used to be late and like my friends were calling me and I had to like apologize for it, I'll just start singing this. I'll be like, I know you love me. And they'll be like, no, Liren, we really don't.
We really do not.
Yeah.
We just. Okay, so I'm gonna play PSA and then we'll go back into Sean Kingston, Beautiful Girls, and then go back into like some indie. electro. So
we can feel better about our music taste. John, you're like hardcore rocking out to this right now. All of your street cred has like...
It's such a good song. Like, if I had to give this a good rating, it was probably like a strong 7.
If I had to give this a rating, it would be a 4 and a 7 only because I could annoy people with it.
It has value. It has like...
It has societal value.
Yes, it has actual like... It's a tool. It's a valuable tool. Yeah. I remember my 7th or 8th grade talent show, there was a group of three girls who did a dance to this. Kind of like Mean Girls when they do the mistletoe. What is that song?
The mistletoe, the sexy mistletoe thing.
Yeah, they did someone like a similar one to this song, but not as sexy.
Oh god.
Because it was in high school, it was 8th grade.
Okay, so like back when I was growing up, everyone used to sing like the same one English song or the same like Chinese song for like the school talent shows, and it would always be like one out of those like few things that would always pop up.
Mm-hmm.
So it reached the point where I was like 16 and like having to go for these talent shows, and I would hear somebody announce what they're going to sing, and people would be like, not again, like get the fuck out. Like stop it, guys.
Yeah, it was just like liking Justin Bieber was equal to like being lame and like unliked by many.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna play this PSA and then we're gonna go into Sean Kingston.
Yeah.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die. Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal. When you say it's over, damn all these beautiful girls. They only wanna do you dirt. They'll have you suicidal, suicidal. When they say it's over. Started at the park, used to chill after dark. Ooh, when you took my heart, that's when we fell apart. Cause we both thought that love lasts forever.
Lasts forever.
They say we too young to get ourselves sprung. Ooh, we didn't care, we made it very clear. And they also said that we couldn't last together.
Last together.
See, it's very divine, you're one of a kind. But you mash up my mind, you are figure decline. Oh Lord, my baby is driving me crazy. You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal. When you say it's over, back in 99, watching movies all the time. Ooh, and I went away for doing my first crime. And I never thought that we was gonna see each other.
See each other.
And then I came out, mommy moved me down south. Ooh, I ain't with my girl who I thought was my world. It came out to be that she wasn't the girl for me.
Girl for me.
see is very divine. You're one of a kind, but you mash up my mind. You are figure declined, oh Lord. My baby is driving me crazy. You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal. When you say it's over, damn all these beautiful girls. They only wanna do you dirt. They'll have you suicidal, suicidal. When they say it's over. Now we're fussing and now we're fighting. Please tell me why I'm feeling slighted. And I don't know how to make it better. Make it better. You're dating other guys, you're telling me lies. Oh, I can't believe what I'm seeing with my eyes. I'm losing my mind and I don't think it's clever.
Think it's clever.
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal, suicidal.
Doing what you told, caught in a daydream, being on your own. My soul is younger, my body's overgrown. Hold to the feeling before we get too old. Departed. You
found me right here. Right through my hands, go on never knowing if we had a chance. I like when we're falling, who knows where we'll land. Love is what happens when you make other plans, plans, plans.
Alright, so now we're going to read you a PSA, courtesy of Liren. He's going to give you guys, what is it?
No, we should keep it a secret.
All right, we'll keep it a secret, but I'm going to try to, like, give you some good, like, backup. Let me see what I got. This is an ad. I do not want to play this. 3, 2, 1. I'm skipping it. Hold on a second.
I think this is dramatic enough.
I Googled dramatic music. So you're going to read this PSA with this in the background.
I am. Okay, I'm going to pull up all of my best acting skills. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people not 150, but 1,150 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. There has to be a rather dramatic fall. Don't let the do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
God, this music.
For tips on ladder safety, visit autoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio, as well as the 1,150 people who fell off a ladder.
Oh my god, that's actually the Tufts labor strike.
Oh, I thought the police were outside. No. Going like, you just destroyed a PSA.
It's in Spanish, that's how you know. They're asking, ¿cuánto? ¿Todo? ¿Cuánto? Oh. Yeah. So I'm just assuming it's probably our custodians.
I mean, like, I was trying to possess that in English, and I was like, what?
Put this music.
I know.
Alright, so we're gonna go back into playing. I think we can play like one more song, two more songs. Yep. And then we're gonna head out of here. But thanks for listening to that PSA. Watch out for those ladders. I don't own one. Just like owning a gun, I don't own a ladder in my house. It just causes death. There's no way. The NRA can't take away my ladder rights.
Everyone deserves a ladder. You know, you should never be stuck on the ground.
You know, 3-year-olds killed other people with ladders sometimes. I've heard stories, and there's been news headlines of babies, toddlers even, killing themselves or someone else, or injuring someone else or themselves with a fully loaded ladder.
TBH.
With every rung in it.
TBH, every time I go near a ladder, I'm just like, this is going to be the Death Star again, you know? It's just going to start shooting out laser beams at me. You know?
You never know. Those things are dangerous.
Exactly.
All right, so we're going to be playing... What's the next song? Let's play Sunshine by Teeks. I don't know what this song is, but we're going to go into it.
Your sunshine, your sunshine, shining down on me. Your sunshine, your sunshine, your sunshine, shining down on me. Your sunshine, your sunshine, your sunshine, shining.
future is yours if you choose. And mine won't exist without you. Nothing I say, it's your heart. Keep me in the dark. I just wanna hold you, keep you in my world. But you wanted to go higher, take the chance and explore. Thought I was born in the afterlife, thought I was more than the. You hit the edge of your desire, left the story untold. Don't tell me in my dreams, don't tell me what you see. Show me with a touch, show me with some love. Show me you'll stay with me. Don't tell me in my sleep, don't tell me in my dreams. Don't tell me what you see. Show me with a touch, show me with some love. Show me you'll stay with me. But you wanted to go higher, take the chance and explode. Thought I was gone in the afterlife, thought I was more than enough. You were the edge of your desire, let the story unfold.
Okay, it's now six o'clock on the dot with 15 seconds in to the sixth hour. What would that be in 18th hour of the day?